Today's daf is Horius Daf Vav, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Hei Amid Beis v'Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asunim Batzar v'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Lea. So we're moving along here in the first perek of Maseches Horius, discussing the halachos of Hayru Bezdin v'Tau, and either the Yachid or the Rabbim acted upon the error that Bezdin made. Specifically, we're in the middle of the Gemara's analysis of the Cheshbin as it relates to the three Shitos HaTanon regarding the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. So, when was the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur brought? In the event that Bezdin made a mistake in their psak, it was a Dover Shezdoinoi Karis, and the majority of Klal Yisrael acted upon their mistake. The Torah says in Parshas Vayikra that there was a special Karban Chatas that had to be brought. The animal that was brought was a bull. It was known as the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. In Parshas Shlach, the Torah talks about a related Karban. That Karban that the Torah talks about there was brought when Bezdin made a mistake, but it wasn't just a mistake, it wasn't just a Dover Shezdoinei Karis, but it was actually Avodah Zarah. In that case, in the event of the majority of Klal Yisrael now acting upon it, they would have to bring not only a Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, but a Sar as well. The Par was an Oilo, the Sar was a Chatas. Now, what the Mishnah got involved in was exactly what the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur was. And we saw there were three Shitas. Rameir Shita, the first Shita mentioned in the Mishnah, is that the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur was what it sounds like it was. And that is, it was one par that was brought for the entire nation. As long as the majority of the nation sinned, there was one par that was brought. Who brought it? Bezdin brought it. But there was one par that was brought. Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, each Shevet would bring its own par. So for the majority of Klal Yisrael sinned, what would happen is each Shevet would end up bringing a par. Now the one Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned was that although each Shevet would have to bring a par, but to the extent that there was a Shevet that actually wasn't complicit, or the majority of that Shevet was not complicit, then the ones that did commit the sin would have to pay for the par that was being brought by that Shevet. But when the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur was brought, it wasn't one par that was being brought, but rather it was 12 par that were being brought. And then finally we had the Shita of Rav Shimon, who said that, I agree that there was one par that was brought for the entire nation. I also agree that there was a par that was brought for each individual Shevet, which means that how many par were actually brought? It wasn't one, it wasn't 12, rather it was 13. So in a perfect world, or in a very imperfect world, where every single Shevet was involved in the chet that came about as a result of the mistake of Bezdin, according to Rameir, there was one par that was brought. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there were 12 parim that were brought. According to Rabbi Shimon, there were 13 parim that were brought. Now, there were obviously a lot of details that we went through in yesterday's daf. We don't have to chazu that. Additionally, what the Gemara went through in yesterday's daf was, what's the makar for these three shittas, for Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, respectively? One thing we know is that it came from the word kahal, that Rav, whether we darshan the word kahal 4 times, we darshan the word kahal 3 times, we darshan the word kahal 2 times. Either way, with that general synopsis of yesterday's daf, the Gemara today is going to continue cheshbening with these different shitas. Says the Gemara, we know that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both hold that the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur had to be brought by each individual Shevet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only the Shvatim that brought. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Shvatim brought, and Bezdin brought another one on behalf of the entire nation. Now, where did they come to the idea that each Shevet would have to bring a Par? It's, again, it's all based on the calls. We mentioned 4 calls, 3 calls, 2 calls, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in their Limudim held that the word call represents Shevet. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad Yikri Kal Minalu, how did they know that a Shevet is considered a call? That if the Torah says call, it can mean one individual Shevet. Meaning, what would you think the word call means? The whole Kehillah. What's the Kehillah? The whole Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon hold that each shevet had to bring its own par, and it's based on darshaning the word kol. That means they hold kol means a shevet. Says the Gemara, how do they know that? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how they know. The chsiv, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Vayamid Yehoshafat Bekal Yehuda Yerushalayim. So Yehoshafat is one of the kings of Klal Yisrael. He was standing in the kahal of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, where Noichach Chatzar Beis Hashem HaChadasha, and he was facing the new chatzar of the Beis Hashem. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, my chadasha. Why is the chatzar beis Hashem referred to as the chadasha? Wasn't physically new. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. It said shechitchu badvarim, because around that time they had been mechadesh halachos, and it's for that reason, because of the chidushei Torah that came about related to that area, that it was called the chatzar beis Hashem hachadasha. What were these halachos? So the Gemara mentions one. For Amru, they said, "Tful yoim al yikones b'machna levia." If somebody was a balkeri and he went to the mikvah, he's waiting for Harish Shemesh. He's what's known as a tful yoim, right? He toivled, but the sun still has to set in order for him to achieve his complete taira. At that point, he's too tame to be able to enter machna levia. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see, vayamod Yehoshafat b'kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. So Shevet Yehuda itself is referred to as a kol. Zaysay meres, Shevet Echad is ikri kol. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon hold that from the word kol, we darshan that each Shevet brought an individual par halam davashal tzibur. We're clearly implying that the word kol doesn't necessarily mean all the Jews, but an individual Shevet could be referred to as a kol. How do you know that? Oh, divrei ayom in base. You see clearly, vayamod Yehoshafat, we're Bekal Yehuda. Bekal Yehuda. So you see, even Yehuda, it's one Shevet, is still referred to as a kol. Maskel for Rabbi Abba Yaakov asked me, how do you know that the kohol mentioned in that pasuk is referring to one shevet? Dilma Shani Yerushalayim, the Havinami Binyamin. The pasuk says Yehoshafat stood in the kal of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Now Yehuda is one shevet, but Yerushalayim, we know, was divided amongst two shvatim. Which two shvatim? Yehuda and Binyamin. That's why whenever you talk about the Judean region, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, historically, it was always Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, and all the Aseres HaShvatim, they were in the northern part. Right, the Aseres HaShvatim that went into Golas. It was the northern part of the land. It was the entire Klal Yisrael minus Yehuda and Binyamin. So when you talk about Yerushalayim, you're talking about the southern part of the land, and really it's made up of two shvatim, because there's parts of Yerushalayim that are Shevet Yehuda, parts of it that are Binyamin. Now it says Vayamid Yehoshafet Bekal Yehuda. It's true, it gives a shout out to Yehuda, but it also says V'Yerushalayim. So maybe the call is referring to Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, in which case you have a makar that a call could be two shvatim. But Mehechatesi one Shevet Elor Omer Rav Acher Vayakiv. Rav Acher Vayakiv said we have to come on to a different pasuk. The pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Parashas Vayechi. It's talking about where Yaakov Avinu was talking to Yosef HaTzadik. He's lying on his deathbed. Vayomer Eli. And he's relating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him. So Yaakov's telling Yosef what Hashem had told Yaakov. He says, Vayomer Eli, Hashem told me, Hineni mafrecha v'her bisicha unesaticha l'kal amim v'nasati es oretz hazoyis l'zarach acharecha achuz ha-soylam. So Yaakov says, Hashem told me that I'm going to multiply you and I am going to become a kahal amim. Now, after Yaakov Avinu was given this besura that he's relating to Yosef HaTzadik, that he would become Kahal Haman. Man Isyadu Deyahishaita. Who is still going to be born? At that point, if you look back to what episode Yaakov is referring to, at that point Yaakov Avinu already has 11 sons. So which son needs to be born? His 12th son. Who's Yaakov Avinu's Ben Zakunim, right? Who's his 12th son? It's Binyamin. And Shema Mina, what do you see from here? That Hachi Kamer Rachmana, that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? So if Yaakov Avinu has 11 sons, and then Hashem tells Yaakov, you're going to have a Kahal Amim. Now he's only going to have one son. That means that one son is going to represent the Kahal. He's going to represent the Shevet Binyamin. But what do you see from here? You see that one Shevet is considered a Kahal. So Rav Acher Yaakov said, the Makar is not Yehoshafet Dibri Ayamim Beis. It's this passing in Parashas Bereishis. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rab Var Shabbo, Rav Kahano, Sarav, the son of Shabbat, asked Rav Kahano. I don't know if you can bring your eye from that passage. Because Duma Hachi Kamalei Rachmano. Maybe what Hashem was telling Yaakov was as follows. L'chi Misyal L'cha Binyamin. That when you're going to have Binyamin, who to have a Yud Beis Shvatim, now you're going to have 12 Shvatim, the Miskari is called, and then you're going to have a call. Maybe what Hashem was telling Yaakov when he had 11 sons is not you're going to have one son and that son's going to be the Kal. What he was telling him is, Fakir, you're going to have one son. Once you have that one son, you will have 12 in total. And 12 is the totality of Klal Yisrael. And it's then you're going to have a call. But Fakir, what that pasuk is saying is that you're only a call when you have 12. Mehecha tasty. You could see from there that even one shavit is considered a kol. Amaleis. The Gemara said, Rav Acha bar Yaakov responded to Rav Bar Shabbo, and he told him, Ela shnei masa shvatim ikru kol. Achad asa shvatim lo ikru kol. He says, oh, you mean to tell me that from that pasuk, you see that only 12 shvatim are ikru kol, but not 11? Now, why not? See, he doesn't explain. But Rashi explains. It's because we already saw from the pasuk of Yehoshaphat that Vayamud Yehoshaphat b'kal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, that you don't need 12 shvatim to be considered a kol. Right? When the Gemara said, how do you know? Or how did Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon know that even one shevet is ikri kal? So what was the Gemara's initial reaction? We learned it from Yehoshaphat. Vayamud Yehoshaphat b'kal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Oh, you see Yehuda's one shevet, and it's called a kal. But the Gemara was doicha, because maybe it's Yehuda v Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim had two shvatim in it, Yehuda and Binyamin. As a result, maybe you need two. Here's the point. At that point, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, we've narrowed down the definition of kal to either one or two. Either Yehuda itself is considered a kal, or maybe hechtzins, right? The most you can say is that you would need two. You would need Yehuda and Binyamin. Okay, so we know for sure that worst case scenario, two shvatim is for sure considered a kol. Now, it doesn't help you for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. They hold one shevet is considered a kol. But say there. But at least we have a makar that it can't be that the definition of kol requires more than two shvatim. Now we have a pasuk in Bereishis that says that Hashem tells Yaakov, when you have Binyamin, you're going to have a kol. There's two ways to read that pasuk. Either Binyamin's going to be the kol, which means one shevet zikri kol, or that when you have Binyamin, it'll be nisbara that now you had 12, meaning up until now you had 11, you didn't have a kol yet. Now that you have a 12, now you'll have a kol. So there's two ways to read the pasuk. Either that one shevet is called a kol, or that 12 shvatim are ikri kol. We know from the pasuk of Yehoshaphat that it's either one or two. So at this point, there's only two options on the table, which basically means, logic 101, that the pshat in that pasuk, in Bereishis must be that Binyamin is a kahal. You see that even one shevet is ikri kol. So really, the makar to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that one shevet is considered a kol, is a combination of the pasuk in Divrei Hayom and Beis, and the pasuk in Bereishis Memches, you would have to know these two psukim, close the loop together with this very, very glatte cheshbon. That's how we come up with the source of the sheets of Yehuda Reb Shimon, that even one shevet is considered a kol. Zok de Gemara. Tanya. So again, we're still cheshboning here the three shittas, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, respectively. Reb Shimon Noimir, Reb Shimon said, Ma Talmud Noimir, Upar Sheni Ben Bakar, Tikach Lechatos. Now, where does it say, Upar Sheni Ben Bakar, Tikach Lechatos? So this is a pasuk in Bamidbar Perikas. The context is when Hashem told Moshe, Kaches Aleviyim, and there's a whole process that was done with the Leviyim, a whole pidyon, and one of the things that the Leviyim did was they had to bring karbonis. So the pasuk says that they brought two karbonis. The first one was an oila, uparasheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. The second one was a karbon chatas. So Rav Shimon in this price says, why did the Torah have to say uparasheni? Why do we need that word sheni, the second one? Meaning, im lo lamid shem shnayim, is it to tell me that there were two? I could do the math on my own. V'haloi kfar ne'amah v'osa eso echod chatas v'eso echod oila l'ashem. So if one's an oila and one's a chatas, so obviously the chatas is the second one, right? I know there's two. I know there's an oil, I know there's a chatas. They can't both be the same one, because you can't have one that's an oil and a chatas. So the word sheni, just from the context of the psukim, are seemingly very, very superfluous. So what's the reason that the Torah meant sheni? Said Reb Shimon, I'm going to tell you why. Because Yochel, you would think tehei necheles chatas levim. You would think that this chatas is like a regular chatas, and it's allowed to be eaten. By who? By the levim. Now, right here, you're going to ask, by the Leviim? I mean, we didn't start kachim yet, but we have to know this, that a karban chatos is kodesh kadashim, and kodesh kadashim is only eaten by zichrei kohuna, by males, and only males that are kohanim. So chatos is anyways not going to be eaten by the Leviim. So this is a little bit of a struggle amongst Amiram. Some actually take out the word Leviim, which obviously would solve all the problems. But either way, says Rav Shimon Yochel, you would think tein echel is chatos Leviim. You would think that the Leviim or the kohanim, whoever it is, would be able to eat this chatos like every other chatos. Talmud Loimar, it says upar sheni. The Torah said the word sheni. What does the word sheni mean? Sheni la'oilo. It's second to the oilo, meaning it's like the oilo. It's like the same as the oila. How so? Ma oila loy necheles. Just like an oila can't be eaten, right? We know that oila was kuloi kol, none of the meat of the oila was eaten. Af chatas loy necheles. So to the chatas will not be able to be eaten as well. So Reb Shimon said that when it says va'osa eso echad chatas, veso echad oila l'Hashem, and the Torah mentions upar sheni then bakar tichas chatas. The word sheni is extra because I know once oila, once chatas. So the one that's a chatas is the second one. Why does Torah have to mention sheni to teach me that this chatas is treated like an oila? What does it mean? It's treated like an oila. An oila is ena necheles. This chatas is also ena necheles. The Be'er Sheva, I think it's g'day to mention this as a little bit of a segue for what we're about to see. Says that what's the gather? Why would it be that this chatas wasn't eaten? Every chatas was eaten. Albeit zichrei kuna. Why would this chatas not be eaten? The answer is, not every chatas was eaten. Now this already we do have to start kachim for. But not every chatas was eaten. There were chatas whose blood was spritzed on the mizbeach hachitzayim. There were chatas whose blood was spritzed on the mizbeach hapnimi. Any chatas that went on the mizbeach hachitzayim, its basar was eaten. Any chatas that went on the mizbeach hapnimi, its basar was burnt. Known as the parim anisrofim, right? Its basar was burnt. So the gedder of this chatas was, it was treated like a chatas that was brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. So there's a precedent already for a chatas that can't be eaten. Now, it's a little bit different than the oila, because the oila's basar was burnt on the mizbeach. This is parim anisrofim, it's a different shulchan aruch. But the bottom line is that there is a precedent, and says the Be'er Sheva, l'chure, this is the gedder of this chatas. That this chatas, even though the dam is being brought on the mizbeach hachitzoy, we're treating it as if it would have been brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. Either way, we don't need this part of the b'raisa. We just brought it because it's part of the b'raisa that we need. The part of the b'raisa that we do need is the next part of the b'raisa. Ki yitzavai, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi said that the pasuk says in Ezra Perikhes. Now the context of this pasuk is something that over the years we've spoken so much about. And that is that when Ezra and Nehemiah and the leaders of the Jews in the beginning of Ayasheni came into Eretz Yisrael, they saw that the State of the Union was very, very bad. How bad? Yidden would be Michal Shabbos. They were married to Noshim Nachriyos. It was the lowest of the low. And the first thing they felt that they needed to do was be Mechazik. They had to be Mechazik. So the Pasuk says they brought Karbonos. And the Gemara here quotes one of these Pesukim. Haboy Me'ashvi, I'm going to read the whole Pasuk. The Gemara brings the abridged version. B'nei Hagoyla, Hikriva, all the Yidden that had come back from captivity. So they brought Karbonos. What were the Karbonos that they brought? Oilois. They brought Oilois Elekei Yisrael. Parim Shnei Masar. They brought 12 bulls. Al Kol Yisrael. For all of the Jews, Elam Tisha the Shisha, 96 rams, Kvasim, Shivim the Shiva, 77 sheep, Tzvirei Chata, Shnei Masar, and then they brought 12 goats, Hakol Oilo Lashem, and this was all an Oilo. So the Gemara says, jumping on this pasuk, these are the Karbonos that were brought. The Gemara is going to get into why these Karbonos were brought. The first things first, Hakol Oilo Solka Taitach, how could you say that all these Karbonos that were brought were Oilois? It said, Tzvirei Chata, Shnei Masar. There were 12 chatas. Right, if you read the pasuk again, it starts off saying Hikrivu Oilois, with a whole menu of Oilois, and then it says Tzvirei Chatas, 12, and then it says Hakol Oilo. What does that even mean? If they're 12 chatas, then those 12 chatas are clearly not Oilois. So the Gemara says Hakol Oilo Sol Gadaitach, Efshesh Chatas Oilo, how could a chatas be an Oilo? Elo, Hakol Ka Oilo. You know what it means is that even the chatas that were brought were like an Oilo, Ma Oilo Lein Echeles, just like an Oilo can't be eaten, Av Chatas Lein Echeles. So too, the 12 chatas that they brought were not eaten. The Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yudaim, Rabbi Yudaim said that why was it that they brought these 12 chatas? And really, why was it that they brought the 12 parim? There were other karbanos as well. We're going to have to get to why they brought those. But why were the 12 parim and 12 chatas? And this is fascinating. Rabbi Yehuda said, al avoides kaychavim heviyum. They brought it because the Yidden were oived avoides zara. Okay, for Abraham, Yudah Mashmuel, Yudah sent the name of Shmuel. Al Avodas Kechav Shasav made Tzidkiyo. When would the Yidden Ovid Avodah Zara? It was in the times of Tzidkiyo. So Tzidkiyo was the last Melech Yisrael during Bayis Rishon, and during that time, the Yidden had been Ovid Avodah Zara. You ready? The majority of the Yidden had been Ovid Avodah Zara, and being that Rav of Klai Yisrael Ovid Avodah Zara, they had to bring the Karbonos that you bring when Rav of Klai Yisrael is Ovid Avodah Zara. What are the Karbonos that you bring? You bring a par. And you bring a sire, right? The par is an oila, the sire is a chatas. That's why these karbanos are being brought right now. And that's why, says the Gemara, these chatos were not eaten. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. We're smack in the middle of the cheshbon. But let's just hit the pause button. Why is the fact that these are se'iri avoides kechavim an explanation for why they weren't eaten? It's very simple. Because the sire that was brought when Rav of Klai Yisrael was oved avoides zara was a sire that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The dam went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And we mentioned that all the chatois that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, their basa were parim anisrafim. They weren't actually eaten. So this chatas is like the oil in the sense that the basa is not eaten, and that's why the Torah refers to it as an oil. That's the kiyotzabai. That's the connection between the chatas that the Levim brought in by Midbar Parakas and these chatois that the Yidden are bringing in Ezra Parakas. But either way, what we're saying is that what was the gather of this chatas? It's the chatas of like the parhelim davar shel tzibur. That chatas. In the Avodah Zarah sense, which is why there's a par and a sar, but the bottom line is that's why they brought to 12. So the Gemara makes a beautiful cheshbon. If we're holding cheshbon from yesterday's daf, these next 10 lines are geshmak. Says the Gemara, Bishlami the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlami according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? That the par elam davar shel tzibur, or the par and the sar, when the chet was Avodah Zarah, was each shevet had to bring. So I understand why they brought 12, right? What does the pasuk say? They brought 12 parim, and they brought 12 seirim. Oh, it's very simple. Mishkachas was the hanish name also chatois going to chatush name also shvatim. The maisush name also seirim. Either because all 12 shvatim sinned, each one has to bring his own parim tzar. Inami, the chatush shiva shvatim, or 7 sinned, ushar inich per greater. Meaning, the other 5 are going to have to come along with Rav of Klai Yisrael, so they're also going to have to bring. Now, they're not going to pay for it because it's per greater, but they're going to have to bring it. By the way, the Rishonim speak out, or even if one Shevet would have sinned, because we came out L'maskana at the very end of yesterday's daf, that Reb Shimon holds Greira, even if only one Shevet sinned. But the bottom line is that according to Reb Yehuda, it's very gishmak why it would be 12. Because that's what it always is. It's always 12. And if all the shvatim sinned, each one's going to pay for one. And even if not, you're going to end up having greater. Well, the Reb Shimon, now he says, according to Reb Shimon, I also understand, had you come up with 12 according to Reb Shimon, it's like you're going to chatu achad asr shvatim. It's talking about where 11 shvatim sinned. The maisu achad asr sirim. So you have to bring 11. V'idach the bezin. And the 12th one's going to be bezin. Reb Shimon holds that each shave it brings, plus bezin brings. Reb Shimon also doesn't hold of greira. So if 11 sin, you're going to have 11 parim. There's no greira, plus 1 for bezin. You're going to end up with your magic number 12. Had you come up with the number 12, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I have 12. Right, it's usually what it is. According to Reb Shimon, I have 12. It's going to be 11 plus 1. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's always 1. It's always, always, always 1. So how are you ending up with 12? I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. And it's a psukim in the Torah. So how are you going to learn this? So the Gemara says you have to say you're going to chatu v'hadar chatu v'hadar chatu atresism. You have to say they sin 12 times, and because they sin 12 times, that's how it happened. Now, in the classic sense, we're going to see this wasn't classic at all. It's coming up, but in the classic sense, if Rav of Klai Yisrael sin behelam davar and then bezdin chap and then they paskin again and then bezdin chap, each yediyah is mechalik the karbonis. So you would have to say there were 12 yediyahs, each yediyah was mechalik, and that's how you end up with 12. So just to set up what the Gemara is about to do right now, the Gemara now is going to ask two kashas on this maisa shahaya kachaya. In the beginning of Ezra, where the Yidden bring all these karbonis, and amongst the karbonis that they bring is 10 parim and these 12 seirim, the oilis and the chatas. And the Gemara just said it was brought because of the Avodah Zarah that the Yidden worshipped in the times of Tzidkiyah. What does that have to do with our sugya? What do you mean? This is not much what we're learning. Par helam davar shel tzibur. This is like a great textbook example of where you had a real life par helam davar shel tzibur, albeit in the Avodah Zarah sense. But the Gemara is going to ask two questions. And the first question requires a little bit of an introduction. Second question is very straightforward and self-explanatory. The first one needs a little bit of an introduction. And really, the introduction to the first question, as we'll see, is really also going to be an introduction to the latter part of the daf. And that is, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that permeates Seder Kachem that's called Chomesh Chatois HaMesos. What does that even mean? It means there were 5 different types of Karbonos Chatos that in the event somebody was mafresh this Chatos, because obviously they need kapara, it could be this chatas, his din would now be that it's lemisa asa, meaning you wouldn't be able to be makrivit. You also wouldn't do what you usually do with karbonis that you can't be makriv, which is wait until it gets a mum and then be poidit, because once it gets a mum, now it has kedusha stamim, now it's subject to the law's opinion, and you can take the money and, right, spend it. You wouldn't do that either. What you would do is you would let it die. It was Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim that there were Chamesh Chatois that were Mesois. Now, what are the Chamesh Chatois and Mesois? So I'm reading from Amud Beis only because the Gemara is going to bring the Braisa. Chamesh Chatois Mesois are as follows. Vlad Chatas. If a Korban Chatas has a child, so a Chatas we know was in a Keva in most cases. There are exceptions to the rules, we're going to see. But usually a Chatas was in a Keva. So a Keva could have a child. The Vlad of a Chatas, you can't be Makriv. It's not Yiru Ache Yistoyev. But rather, what you do with the Vlad Chatas is, it's Lamisa Asla. Tmuras Chatas. If somebody violates the law and the Torah of Tmura, right? He says, Arezu Tmurasi. He says, instead of this being the Chatas, I want that to be the Chatas. You're not allowed to do it. Now you have a Heft of Tmura, a whole Masechta that treats Tmura. But the bottom line is, the Tmura of a Chatas is Lamisa Asla. The Chatas Shemesu Bala. Or if a person was Mafish Akar Chatas and then he died. So the person that needs the Chatas is not alive anymore. So what do you do with the Chatas? Lamisa Asla. The Chatas Sheneskapru Bala. A Chatas with the Bailam already got Kapara. What would be the case? What do you mean? He's getting kapara tor from this chatas. He was mafresh a chatas and he lost it. So he was mafresh another one, brought the other one as a carbon, and now this one is not needed anymore. Or the chatas she'avresh nasa. A chatas that's too old. You were mafresh the chatas, but there's an age requirement of this carbon, how old it needs to be in order to be brought. And now at this point, if it's already too old, so now it's what's known as a chatas she'avresh nasa. But the bottom line is, this is the idea of the chamesh chatas ha'meses. One of the sub-topics of the sugya of Chamesh Chatois HaMeisos, which is going to feature very prominently in the daf, is whether the halacha l'moshe mitzrayim was true only for a chatas yachid, or whether it's true for a chatas tzibur as well. Additionally, the Gemara is going to talk about a chatas shutfen. So with this little idea in mind, freit the Gemara kash. V'ha'maisi luhu hanu dechatu. Freit the Gemara. How could it be that in Ezra Perikas, in the beginning of Ayasheni, the Yidden are going, and they're now bringing Parel Amdavashal Tzibor, right? The Sarah Avodah Zarah, the Parsha Shlach version of it. Because of the Avodah Zarah that happened in the times of Tzidkiyo, the Chayra, all those people from Tzidkiyo's times died already. Right? There were 70 years of Golos Bavel. So, Luchayra, you think they're not alive anymore. So, if they're not alive anymore, then what? You have a chata shemesu baleha and a chata shemesu baleha da loch is lemisa azla. You don't bring such a chatas. Now we have to speak out on an important rashi. The classic case of chata shemesu baleha is not this. The classic case of chata shemesu baleha is where the bailam was mafresh a chatas and then he died. He's not alive anymore and you was mafresh it, so now it goes lemisa. Over here, Dereshel Sidkiyo wasn't mafresh the chatas, right? They're being mafresh the chatas right now. So what does it have to do with chatas shemesu bala? The answer is zilbaser time. Because why is it that chatas shemesu bala is lamisa asla? There's a svara behind it. The svara behind why the chatas shemesu bala makes it into this halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, right? It's a little bit of an oxymoron. The svara behind halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, we'll leave that for a different day. But the svara behind it is that once a person dies, he doesn't need kapara anymore. Right, either because it's too late or because Misa's Mechaper, right, he's already in the Oil Man of Shomis. It's already a whole different Indian. So at that point, to bring a carbon chatos is not something that makes any sense. So if the reason a chatos shemesu bala is l'misa azlok, because it doesn't make sense to bring the carbon on behalf of a person that's not alive, then kal v'chomer, you're not going to go lechatchila and be mafresh carbon chatos to be mechaper for people that died already. So maybe it's not the classic example of a chatos shemesu baleh, but if you understand chatos shemesu baleh, then you would scream, how is it possible that we're bringing a chatos to be mechaper for a generation that died already? Right? That is essentially the Gemara's kasha. You're going to be mechaper. Imagine, we're going to be mechaper now for something that happened 100 years ago. It doesn't make sense, right? Faith the Gemara of a maisu hanu dechatu. And if that's the case, it should be chamish chatois hamesis. Amar Rapapa said, kini miri chatish meis baleh. When is it true that there's something called chatish meis baleh b'misa hanu bilu b'yachid? That's only true if it's a chatis yachid. Avaloi b'tzibur. But when it comes to a carbon tzibur, not. And the reason is, l'fi she'ein misa b'tzibur, because the tzibur can never die. And because the tzibur can never die, there's a heftza of a tzibur. If you remember, we have a raid by for Rav Tzadik HaKoyim. The Heftza of the Tzibur, which is actually Dovah B'Itai. It's a Rosh Hashanah Digger Raid Bites. We have to hunt that down. But the bottom line is, the Fisha Ein Misa, the Tzibur never dies. And because the Tzibur never dies, so it's for that reason, it doesn't pass Chata Shemesu Bala. The definition of Chata Shemesu Bala is that the Bailam died. If the Bailam is the Tzibur can't die. And this is something that's not said to me. How does Rav Papa know the Tzibur can't die? Does he know it from the following pasuk? Because it says, Tachas Avisecha,
Yehu banach. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, and that says that the children are going to come and they're going to be in the place of their father. So maybe Rapapa understood from this pasuk that what does it mean? It means that the children of the tzibur are going to be able to be mechaper on behalf of their fathers. Also, you'd see that when it comes to kapara, tzibur and emesa, and you can bring a chatas then on behalf of a tzibur, even though the tzibur is not alive anymore. Because the children can do it. Tachas avisecha yubanech. But the Gemara says, okay, I feel about that pasuk doesn't say, tachas avisecha of the tzibur yubanech. Maybe it means, if a man dies and he leaves over his son can come bim kaimai. So then, even a yachid, there should be no halacha of chatash meisavala. We're saying, no, it's only true by the tzibur, because ain't tzibur meisav. This can't be the source. Eluduki de rapapa misar de Rosh Chodesh. Maybe rapapa's dig was from the sire that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. Am Rachman of the Torah says, on Rosh Chodesh, they used to bring a carbon musaf, right? And in the musaf was a sa'ir. And that sa'ir came to be mechaper. Right? All the se'irim and all the musafim came to be mechaper. It was a carbon chatas by definition. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, maybe Rapapa was bothered with the following question. What paid for the karbonos sibur? All karbonos sibur were paid for by the Machtes HaShekel that was in the Chumas HaLishka. Now, V'hamaisi Luhu Yisrael, it's very possible that there were Yidden that died. And if that's the case, V'hanach Defaishi Heichi Maisu. So how could you now go ahead and use that money for the Chatos that is the Sar of Rosh Chodesh? Who paid for it? Who's the Bailim? All the people that contributed Machzah Sashekel. So it's very possible that someone that contributed Machzah Sashekel is not alive anymore. That means this is now is a Chatash Mesu Baleh, right? Because he's a Shutif over here. He's a member of the Tzibur and he paid for it. Must be that there's no Chatash Mesu Baleh when it comes to a carbon Tzibur. Elish Mami, no Chatash Mesu Baleh, but Tziva Kreva. Right? Must be when it's a carbon Tzibur, be able to bring it. But the Gemara says, Midami Tzandagot Tzushtel Sarish Chedish Demolei Maisi. Meet Tzibur. You're saying that maybe, right? Someone that contributed to the Machzah HaShekel died. Maybe nobody died. You don't know this for sure. It's a suffix. So it could be because all it is a suffix. In the suffix, Chatash HaMesu Baleh, maybe the halach is it could be makrivit. Aval halach over here, Vaday Mesu. Over here, for sure they died. Dairish al Tzidkiyo was for sure alive. So you can't bring a raya that there's no Chatash HaMesu Baleh by a tzibur from a case where there's a suffix if the Bailam died to a case where it's Vaday that the Bailam died. Says the Gemara, Ela Taimed Rapapa Miyachi. You have to say, maybe Rapapa learned it from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, Kapil Amchi Yisrael HaShepetis HaShem. Pasuk over here is talking about the Egla Rufa. So when was the Egla Rufa brought? If a corpse was found and it's in between cities, so you figure out which city it's closest to, and then you bring the Egla Rufa. And the Pasuk says that there was a Nusach that was recited by Bezdin when they brought the Egla Rufa, and the Nusach was, Kaper le'amchi Yisrael, Asher Podisa Hashem. Be mechaper for the nation that you were redeemed. Redeemed from where? Oh, from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, why are you mentioning that? 1,000 years after the Eden left Mitzrayim, you're going to mention Kapar L'Amchi Yisrael Hashem, Padis Hashem. Like, why does that get a mention here? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because really, Kapar Zushat, the Kapar L'Yoytze Mitzrayim, Mitechsev Hashem Padisa. The Torah is coming to teach me in those words, Asher Padisa, that when Egla Rufa was brought, it was mechaper for any tzoyruch of Egla Rufa that maybe had not been brought in the past. So anytime there was a situation like this that could have gotten kapara from Egla Rufa, if there was a proper Egla Rufa that was brought, it gave kapara like a Gilgal Egla Rufa, right? It's mechaper for all the previous Egla Rufas. But what do you see from here? You can bring the Egla Rufa now and be mechaper for a tzibur that needed Egla Rufa 1,000 years ago. What do you mean? It's L'chura, a situation where people died already. And we know Chatash HaMesu Baleh is L'misa Azal because you can't get kapara once a person died. Oh, must be a tzibur is different. Tzibur is ain't a mesa. So says the Gemara, maybe this was where Papa's right. But the Gemara says, no. Midami Hasam Kulu is Ninun. Over there by the Egla Rufa, there's a tzibur right now that needs the Egla Rufa. And that tzibur is alive. Now, Migu de Mechap Rachaim. So you could say Migu, right? What is Migu? So there's always two types of Migus. There's the Migu of Bava Metzia fame, right? And then there's the Migu where you say, if it works for this, so we'll make it work for that too. So you have the other Migu here that you could say Migu de Mechap Rachaim, being that it's Mechap for the people that are alive, because they're alive, Mechap Rachaim HaMesim. So you could say it's also Mechap Rachaim HaMesim. Ela Hocha, by Dairish Al Tzidkiyo, Mihava Chaim, where they're even Chaim in the first place. Chay, the whole is dead. So how do you know that you could bring a carbon exclusively for people that died? So again, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Ezra Perikhes, the Yidden are bringing carbonus now to be mechaper al doyrish al tzidkiyo. How you bring a carbon now to be mechaper al doyrish al tzidkiyo? They're not alive anymore. You bring a carbon to be mechaper on people that died, and the Gemara doesn't just say, how could you be mechaper on people that died? The Gemara says, this actually is chatos
Shemesu Bala, which is one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. So we know for sure there's no such Chatos. The Gemara is not only asking Misvara. The Gemara is L'chayra putting it into this din of Chamish Chatois HaMesos, which is Lamisa Azla. So a carbon that this is Lamisa Azla, there's no way it's going to be able to be Mechapa. Now Rapapa said, no. It's different. Really? You can be mechaper even for a tzibur after they died? You need a makar to that. And the Gemara tried three makaris. That didn't work out. Maybe from the Sarish Chaydesh, maybe all the chaver that contributed to the Chumas HaLishka are alive. Maybe learn it from the fact that Egla Rufa's mechaper, you know, 1,000 years back? Yeah, but it's maybe only working with Migu, because it's being mechaper for the Chaim, so maybe it could work for the Mesim as well. So the Gemara says, I hear we have to answer this kash a little bit differently. And it's a little bit of a shy on the Rishonim how to learn these next words. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is doing a pivot now. And the Gemara is going to say that you want to know how they were able to bring the Karbonos for Doirei Shel Tzidkiyo. Why is it not Chamish Chatois HaMeisos? I'm going to tell you why. The reason is, Ein Hachinami. What does Ein Hachinami mean? So this is like classic Hyrius. All of a sudden, in the middle of a Gemara, Ein Hachinami. I said something good, I didn't even realize, right? What's Ein Hachinami? Ein Hachinami is that Doirei Shel Tzidkiyo was not dead. They were actually alive, and you know that the chsiv, it's actually a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'rabim mehakoyhanim v'halavim v'rashei ha'aves haskeinim asheroes habayis harishas." It's a beautiful pasuk. There were many people that had witnessed the first Beis Hamikdash, and now they're witnessing the foundation and the Chanukas habayis of the second Beis Hamikdash. B'yostezeh habayis beineihem boichim. They started crying. B'koil gadol v'rabim b'sruah b'simchal harim kol. They were crying uncontrollably. The next passing. On the one hand, it was a very festive occasion, right? They just built the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, all the old schoolers, all the Chevra from the Friya Degadar, they understood that this Beis HaMikdash paled in comparison to the previous one. And they were actually crying. It was such a gerida, but you had people laughing and so besimcha, and there's a party going on. But then again, there were so many people that were mamish crying. But what do you see from here? That the people from the old generation were still alive. So the reason the carbon's being brought for Darish Lutkiyor is not because we're being mechaper on Mason because they're a tzibur. No, it's being brought for the labor digamach. But the Gemara says, V'duma mu'atim havo, V'loi rabim havo. Right, maybe they were only a mi'ot. Hey, you would think, okay, so there's a few survivors, right? That's what you would think, that from the Sheiris HaPleita, literally. You think they were a majority? What's the point? The point is that Bishloima, if the majority of the Chevra, so you can go ahead, you can bring a carbon tzibur, right? Because this carbon that's being brought in Azerbaijan Ches is a carbon tzibur. You could bring a carbon tzibur on behalf of the tzibur. But if they represent a minority of the population, how are you bringing a carbon tzibur on behalf of a miut, right? Again, if they're the roiv of Klal Yisrael right now, say you could bring these 12 parm, these 12 serum, which are carbon tzibur can be brought on behalf of a tzibur. But if it's a few stragglers here and there, so then l'cher, it shouldn't be possible. The Gemara says, no, because aksiv, we just read the pasuk, right, on purpose. For like, hikiru b'kol turas ha-simcha l'chol b'chiyah on the goymer, v'akol nishma adam e'rachayk. Meaning, you see that there was so much crying going on that it was literally merging together with the simcha, and you couldn't even differentiate between the two kailas. In other words, the surviving members of Derish and Sidkiyo were actually a rabbin, sounds like maybe even a roiv, and as a result, they were able to bring the carbon chatos. Ay, chatos shemesu baleh. This is not chatos shemesu baleh. It's enochinami. The whole premise is a toss. They're all alive. They're alive and well. Does it make sense 70 years later? This is the way it was. And yet, all these survivors, and it's for that reason this carbon was able to be brought. So we said the Gemara is going to ask two questions on Ezra Perikas. The first one was the more lamdisha one, needed the introduction, chatos shemesu baleh, and the Gemara addressed it. Had the Gemara addressed it, your whole premise is wrong. You're assuming that Derish Gio is not alive anymore. Guess what? They were alive. But now the Gemara asks the second kasha, and this is the better, I mean not better, but this is like the more obvious kasha, and that is, for Hamizidin have a, what's going on over here? They're bringing the parallel of Dovah Shel Tzibor on behalf of a generation that was Ovid Avodah Zarah.
B'mezid, right? Darish the Tzidkiyahu was even the Vaidazar B'mezid. If it was B'shaigik, it wouldn't be the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right? Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Avaidazara, Gilei Arai, Shvichas Damim. But we know from the Svarim that the Ikkar reason is even Avaidazara. So the bottom line is that they were for sure mezid. If they're mezid, how is this carbon being brought? And the Gemara says, Hayra'as Shah Haysa. You're right. Really, based on the Psukei HaTorah, it shouldn't make sense. But this was a Hayra'as Shah. Okay, now I'm Mr. Abra, and I'll prove it to you. You can tell me this is not Hayra'as Shah. Look at the whole cocktail of carbonos that were brought. It says, Elim Tishin Veshisha, there were 96 rams. Kvasim Shiva Veshiva, 77 sheep. Keneged me. Who's that Keneged? Where does it say in the Torah you bring those kabbars? Elay Rasha, you have to say it was a Rasha. Hachinam Rasha, you have to say that this was a Rasha. Not for now, because we have a lot of real work to do with the sleeves rolled up. But we mentioned in the past that Rabbi Yisrocha Shloima Teichtal, Hashem Yimkom Damai, in his classic work, Eim Abonim Sameicha, so he quoted this Gemara in a few different places, and he said that what was pshat in this Hayrasha, right? It's an interesting thing. I mean, just think about this for a second. You have Dorish and Tzidkiyo, they were Oyved Abay Dazar B'mezit. They come to Eretz Yisrael, and they need a kapara. This is a big problem. The Oyved Abay Dazar B'mezit. Hashem says, bring the carbon that you bring when you're Oyved Abay Dazar B'shoigig. And they're like, come again? Wow! I mean, this is a... It doesn't even make sense. Yeah, it's a Hayrasha. Well, what is the getter even of a Hayrasha? So he says that the Shlach Kodesh says that Malchusa the Ara is Kein Malchusa the Rekia, right? Or Malchusa the Rekia is Kein Malchusa the Ara. Right? The flip side of the same coin. That if you want to know how the Malchus works in Rekia, look at how the Malchus works Ba'ara. They're a mirror image of each other. So the Shlach says we know that the king always had the ability to pardon. He can offer a federal pardon. I mean, somebody could be guilty of the most heinous crimes. But at the same time, the king has the ability, even in a democratic country, like the United States of America, there's such an idea, right? So there's a concept of a king being able to offer amnesty, for him to be able to offer a pardon. If that's the way it works in this world, it has to work in Yenevelt as well. Said Rav Teichtal, it's Pasha, this was an amnesty, it was a pardon. That's what was going on over here. This star was Zaycha to a pardon. And then Rav Teichtal did what Rav Teichtal did. And he said, so why was this generation Zaycha to a pardon? He said, because they went to Eretz Yisrael. Because they went to Eretz Yisrael. We know most Jews in the beginning of Ayashani stayed back in Babel. They went to Eretz Yisrael. And he was talking about there were a lot of Yidden that, you know, settled the land and they weren't Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, Kiyodua. And, you know, a lot of people were questioning them. And he had an Ayin Toiv towards all Jews. And he said that I believe that it's very, very yitachin that they're going to be zoicha to the amnesty and the pardon that the Yidden was zoicha to in the beginning of Ayashani. Bring a carbon, and by you bringing a carbon, you're going to be zoicha to a big Yeshua again. This is above my pay grade and way beyond the scope of what we need to do right now. They couldn't read this guy. This is the Gemara. It's a Gemara here, it's a Gemara Tmur Daf Tezvav, but you can't read this Gemara without Rav Teichtal Zahar. Either way, says the Gemara Vaiter. So again, we're digging our heels deep into the Machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon as it relates to the power of Davashal Tzipi. Again, according to Rav Meir, it's one power, according to Rav Yehuda, each shavit brings its own power. Plus the concept of greater, according to Rav Shimon, each shavit brings its own power. Plus, Bezdin has to bring a power. Rav Shimon does not hold of greater, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan Abraisa. Another one line, fun, cryptic Braisa. Meis Echad Menat Zippor. In the event that Rav of Klai Yisrael sinned, B'shoigig, Davash Hazdoi Nekaris, there's now an obligation to bring a Par Helam Davash Al Zippor. If one member of the Zippor dies, Chayavim, they still have to bring the Par Helam Davash Al Zippor. In the event that Echad Mi Bezdin, one member of Bezdin dies, Pturim, then you don't bring the Par Helam Davash Al Zippor. So if one of the Chevra dies, you bring the Par Helam Davash Al Zippor. If one of the members of Bezdin dies, there's no more Par Helam Davash Al Zippor. Man Tana, says the Gemara. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? Meaning, we can narrow it down to three, right? It's either Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. We know that from yesterday's daf. But the question is, which one of the three Tanaim is this? Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chizra said, Amr Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Yirmiah, in the name of Rav Yirmiah, Amr Rav, in the name of Rav. So all Dama Yoram chimed in, and it traces itself back to the great Rav. Rav said, you want to know who the Tana of this price is? Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir. The Amar holds Bezdin Mevin of Eloi Tzibur. Rav Meir holds that who used to bring the power on Davashal Tzibur? Bezdin brought the power on Davashal Tzibur, not the Tzibur, right? It's one power, and it's brought by Bezdin. Hilkach, Gishmak, Meis, Echem, and Tzibur, Chayovin. If one member of the Tzibur dies, they're going to be Chayev. Why they're going to be Chayev? Dakom Kule Bezdin. Because at the end of the day, Bezdin is alive. Meis, Echem, Mi Bezdin. If one member of Bezdin dies, Pturim, they're going to be Potter. You ready for this? Because we look at it as a chatas when one of the shutfin died, Umshum hachi pturim and a chatas, where one of the shutvin dies, he can't bring the chatas anymore. And if you can't bring the chatas, well, now the whole thing is batal and pturim. It's for that reason they are going to be potter. So again, the Braisa said, if one member of the tzibur dies, yichayef. If one member of Bezdin dies, you're going to be potter. The question is, who is the Tana, the Braisa? So Rav said that it's Rameyer. Rameyer holds, who's the Bailam of the Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur? It's Bezdin. Bezdin brings it, so they're the Bailam. If a member of the Tzibur dies, a member of the Tzibur dies. How does that affect the carbon? But if a member of Bezdin dies, it means one of the Shutfin, right? It's the Bezdin Agadol, the 71 partners in this Bezdin, in this carbon. If one member dies, Meis Echem and Ashutfin, now that makes the whole Chatas, Achatas, She Meisu Balea, Achatas, She Meisu Balea, can't bring, and if you can't bring it, so now they're going to be potter. Maybe bring another one. So once one of the dayanim die, I guess at that point it's already too late, and therefore you're going to be out. But that's the reason you're going to be potter. Faith the Gemara, Maskef la Rav Yosef, and the names matter. So Rav Yosef heard what Rav essentially had said, right? I'm Rav Chiz, I'm Rav Zeir, I'm Rav Yemi, I'm Rav. So Rav Yosef heard what Rav said, and that is, who is the Tana of this Braisa? It's Rameyer. Rameyer holds that Bezdin brings the par. That means they're the Shutfin in the par. So if one of the Shutfin dies, it's a Chatash Meisu Bala. So Rav Yosef said, then why did Rav feel that he needed to be Mike in this Braisa, leave it to Rameyer? Venukum Kreb Shimon. Why couldn't he also be Mike like Kreb Shimon? Right? It's very obvious ha'ara. Rav Shimon also holds that Bezdin used to bring a par. Now, if it's Rav Shimon, we need a knetcha, because Rav Shimon holds Bezdin used to bring a par, but Rav Shimon also holds that the tzibur brought a par. And remember, in this braisa, the halach is, even though meis echa min ha-tzibur, you're still going to be chayef. Meis echa min ha-dayonim, then you're going to be potter. But Rav Yosef did the work. He said, let's be mikel like Rav Shimon. The amar holds Bezdin mevi'in im ha-tzibur. Now, if one member of the tzibur dies, they're going to be chayiv. You know why? They ain't tzibur mesim. Like Rav Papa said earlier in the Yom, even though the Gemara couldn't find him, according to Rav Papa, but Rav Papa said it. There's such an idea that ain't tzibur mesim. Ain't tzibur mesim. There's no chatash mesim bale as it relates to the tzibur. So the tzibur will still bring their carbon. Meis echem ibezdim. If a member of Bezdin dies, pturim. And the reason is kedamrina, like we said already, the chatash shutfini, because it's a chatash shutif. So Rav Yosef asked, why did Rav have to be making the brayse dafka aliba the Rav Meir? He could have been making it aliba the Rav Shimon as well. First glance, you would say you can't be Mike Elibid Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, side the tzibur and side Bezdin on Shutfin. So if that's the case, why Meis Echad Adayonim Ayu Potter, but Meis Echad Min HaTzibur Yichayv? The answer is Pashit, because the carbon that was brought by the tzibur, that's a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur, the tzibur doesn't die. The carbon that's being brought by Bezdin, that's a carbon yachid. It's a carbon Shutfin. There's a lot of yachidim that are partners over here, but at the same time, it's not the tzibur. It's not Klal Yisrael. It's Bezdin's carbon. So if it's Bezdin's carbon, so it's for that reason that is a Chatash Meis Bala. Chatash Meis Bala is going to be potter. So if Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, who's going to respond to Rav Yosef? We don't even need a drum roll for this. Amalei Abaya. Abaya told Rav Yosef, no. Rebbe can't be Rav Shimon. You know why he can't be Rav Shimon? Because there's another Rav Shimon. Say, Rebbe, you're forgetting another Rav Shimon. Shamina lay the Rav Shimon. Because we know Rav Shimon holds. Da'am Achatash Shutfin in a Mesa. Rav Shimon holds that chatos shutfin, the halacha is eina mesa. Rav Shimon treats a chatos shutfin like a chatos tzibor. Meaning, Rav Shimon taka holds that a chatos shemesu balea, where the chatos is a tzibor, it doesn't go to mesa. But Rav Shimon holds a chatos shutfin is actually a chatos tzibor. It's the same as a chatos tzibor, not the same as a chatos yachid. He holds that it's also not a mesa azla, and if that's the case, why meis echem and the dayan would it be potter? L'cher, you'd be able to bring it. I wouldn't mean one of the members died, but we know Rav Shimon shita is that chatos shutfin is ain't a mesa. How do you know that? The Tanya, from a different type of shutfas. Par v'sosh im ha-kipurim, the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring to be mechapra and the Kehanim on Yom Kippur. And the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, right? Sa'ir Echad Hashem, and Sa'ir Echad Lazazel. So the par and the Sa'ir Shem Kippurim, Sha'avdu, that got lost, right? So it's Yom Kippur, there's a lot happening, and you know, amazingly, you would think that someone's job is to keep his eyes on the par and the Sa'ir. Again, these animals have a life of their own, right? But still, I mean, it's Yom Kippur, and it's very important to have this Sa'ir, right? Anyone see the goat? So you may have to make sure you have it. So in the event that the par and the Sa'ir got lost, the Hifrish, Acherim Tachteyem, so the Yidden knew that they needed to bring a karma, so they quickly mafrish something else. And then what happened? What happened was they found the original ones. So what do you do with it? Now this is one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. One of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos is Chatosh and Neschapru Baler. What was the case of Neschapru Baler? We spoke of that earlier. Where you were mafresh it and then you lost it. You were mafresh another one, got kapara. Now you're stuck with this. So what do you do with it? Yamusu Kulon Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they all die. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you don't kill it. This is not a Chatosh HaMesu Baler. Yiru. Rather, what you do is you put it out in the field, let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you poyed it. What do you mean? It's a chatosh and it's chapru balel. It's one of the chamish chatois amesos. Lefisha ein chatos sibur meso. Of course, it's a chatos sibur. Now, Abaye told Rav Yoyi, it's not a chatos sibur. Where is this a chatos sibur? We're talking about the par and the sar. Now, the sar is a chatos sibur. But what was the par brought for? The par was brought for the kohanim. Kohanim are not a sibur. The kohanim, I think, are the equivalent thereof. Right? What's the good comparable? They're the equivalent thereof to the Bezdin, to the Dayanim. And you see Reb Shimon clearly treats all the Kayhanim as Oivi Atzibur. So you, Reb Yosef, ask, why did Rav have to make an Akimta? That the Brisa that says, Meisach Menatzibi Chayovin, but Echami Bezdin Pturin, Ke Rab Meir. Be making it like Reb Shimon. Why Rab Meir? Oh, because Rab Meir holds that the Bezdin has to bring the par, and as a result, if one of them die, so now it's Meis Echman Ashutfin, it's a Chatash Meis Ubaleh, it's Lamisa Azla, that's why you're going to be potted. Be Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon also holds that you have to go ahead and Bezdin has to bring it. So why do you have to be Michael like Reb Meir? Be Michael like Reb Shimon. You know what the answer is, says Abaya to Rav Yosef? The answer is because we know Reb Shimon Lashitasoi holds that Shutfin are considered a Tzibur. So if Shutfin are considered like a Tzibur, then there would be no difference in Reb Shimon's world between Meis Echon Men Atzibur versus Meis Echon Men Adayonim. And being that Meis Echon Men Atzibur Chayovim, why? Because the Tzibur doesn't die. There's no Chomish Chatois HaMesis when it comes to the Tzibur. Then Meis Echon Men Adayonim has to be the same way. So Rav Yosef said that be Moikimit like Reb Shimon. Why do you have to be Moikimit like Reb Meir? It's a good Kasha, said Abaya. But you have to be holding Cheshmen. Reb Shimon Lishitasa, we know holds not that way. And again, where do you see Reb Shimon Lishitasa? Because you see Reb Shimon by the power that was born in Yom Kippur. The power that was born in Yom Kippur was for all the Kayhanim, that's similar to the Pari Om Davash Al Tzibur that's being brought for all the Dayanim. And if Reb Shimon treats the Pari that was born in Yom Kippur as a Chatas Tzibur and Eitz Tzibur Mesa, well then the Pari that's being brought by the Dayanim should also have to be a Chatas Tzibur, and it shouldn't be Pturim, it should be Chayov, and that's why it can't be Reb Shimon. So here Reb Yosef has a comeback, right? Most Reb Yosef and Abaye seems to get the last word, right? Reb Yosef, we know he wasn't well, and Abaye was being machzir Talmudoi to him. So very often he just nodded his head. I hear, okay, I said that, I guess. But over here Reb Yosef has a comeback. Only Reb Yosef told him very sharp. He said, Kayhanim Ka'amit, not sharp as in sharp, but sharp as in a Gishma. He told him, you're stelling to Kayhanim, Shani Kayhanim, the Ikru call. Kayhanim are different. Kayhanim are considered a call. And because the Torah calls them a call, the Torah calls them a tzibur. So I think when it comes to all the Kayhanim, the Reb Shimon treats it as a carbon tzibur. The reason is because the Torah calls them a call. As opposed to Bezdin, you don't find anywhere I call the call. Now, how do you know Kayhanim are called a call? The chsiv, it says, Ala Kayhanim, Val Kol Am HaKol Yechaper. Actually, it says it in this context of the Kayhanim getting Kapar and Yom Kippur. But being that you find that the Kayhanim on Yom Kippur are treated as a call, so it's for that reason it's different. So I knew Yana Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef told Abaye, right? I knew that. I know very often you remind me things I didn't know, but this I didn't know. I knew that Reb Shimon, and I knew Reb Shimon treats the Kayhanim as a carbon tzibur. So doesn't that mean he would treat Bezdin as a carbon tzibur? No, because Kayhanim are different, because Kayhanim are considered a call. Now, the Gemara is going to digress a little. It's not a digression, but the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Are Kayhanim really considered a call? The Gemara is going to do it for about 20 lines, and then we're going to have to like regroup a little bit. So let's dive into the Gemara's cheshbon now. El Miata says the Gemara, if you, Rabbi Yosef, are right that Kayhanim are considered a call, you ready for a Geshmak Akasha? Naisu Parbahira! Oh, wow. I didn't realize. I always thought that Klai Yisrael was made up of 12 Shvatim. Each one is a call, right? You tell me there's a third call. I didn't realize that. All the Kayhanim. Now, Levi is a Shevet, right? But I didn't realize that the Kayhanim are, it's like a Shevet ben benoy shal Shevet. If they're called a call, so they should have to bring their own par behayra. You'll tell me maybe. Tafelu Shvatim. Oh, we'll go back to that Mishnah. All the math, we're going to have to learn Dafhei all over again, right? L'chaira, because it's not 12, it's 13, and it's not 12 plus 1, it's 13 plus 1.
So we know that's not the case, right? We know it's 12. We know it's not 13. El Amar Avachav Yaakov. So Avachav Yaakov said, you have to say, Shiftoi Shal Levi Lo Ikri Kol. No, that's not a kasha. It's not a kasha that if the Kayanava considered a kol, so how come there isn't a 13th kol, a 13th Shevet as it relates to the Param Davashalti? Because I can tell you that the Kayanava part of Shevet Levi and the whole Shevet Levi is knocked out. Shevet Levi is not considered a kol. Now, why would Shevet Levi not be considered a kol? Because the Pasuk says, Hinani Mafricha. This is the pasuk we had at the beginning of the daf that Yaakov is telling Yosef what Hashem had told him, right? Vayomer Eli, Hineni Mafricha VeHir BiSicha UneSaticha LeKal Amim VeGoimer. By the way, this is another example of where you see the Gemara assumed we know Psukim, right? I don't think the Gemara assumed we'd have the Psukim on the side of the Gemara. I think the Gemara assumed that we actually know the Pasuk. But the bottom line is the punchline is in the V'chulu. So Vayomer Eli, Hineni Mafricha VeHir BiSicha. Unesatich lekalam. So far, you don't see anything, but it's in the vegeimer that we're supposed to know. Venasati es naoretz hazoyis lezarach acharecha chuzas oylam. So right afterwards, Hashem says, "I'm going to give you shvatim, and they're going to garish in the land." So we learn from it. Kol sheish leachuzah, any shevet that has achuzah that has Yerushan Eretz Yisrael, the krikal is considered a kol. V'kol sheein leachuzah, any shevet that doesn't have an achuzah, lo yikrikal, is not considered a kol. I mean that shevet Levi is ein lechelik v'nach imach. Right? Everyone knows the Levim don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. As a result, they're not considered a kol. If Shevet Levi is not considered a kol, so it's pashut then why the Kehanim wouldn't be the 13th. Why the Kehanim wouldn't be the 13th part? Because they're part of Levi, and Levi Gufa is not even one of the Shvatim. But the Gemara says, whoa, one second. If Levi is not one of the Shvatim, and that's what the Kehanim are not one of the Shvatim, im kein, chasri lehu yud beis Shvatim. Then you have less than 12. Where's your 12th Shevet? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, Ephraim u'Menashe k'ruvim v'shim and Yuli. Oh, you assume Yosef is one. Yosef's really two. If Yosef's two, how's it? To Ephraim and Menashe, why would they be Shvatim? Yaakov said they'll be Shvatim. Ephraim and Menashe grew in Vishim and Yuli. So if they're two, that's why Levi's talk. Amar Rava, Rava said, Vaksiv, it's true. Hashem said, or Yaakov said, Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvain Vishim and Yuli, right? But he said very, very specifically, Vaksiv, Al Shem Acheyem, Yikaru Benachalosam. It's in that context, actually, the next passage. Ephraim and Menashe grew in Vishim and Yuli, Umayladitcha Sheiladitta Achareim Lecha Yiyu, Al Shem Acheyem, Yikaru Benachalosam. And we learn from there, Lenachlo Hukshav Leila Dabaracha, that although it's true, Ephraim and Menashe are considered Shvatim, but only considered Shvatim regarding Yerusha Seretz. So when they divided the land, each one was considered his own Shevet. They got their own Chelik. But not with regards to Param Dava Shal Tzibur, but the Mar says, Valoy, is that true? It's only true for Nachlo, Vachalukim Bidgalim. In the Dgalim, right, that was the formation that the Yidden traveled. So you find that Ephraim and Menashe were considered separate. So the Gemara says two terutzim. The first terutz is nachlos and kach chaniyosim. That just like Yaakov Avinu said that they would have their own nachla, he also meant chaniyosim. And when they traveled and when they rested, they would be separate as well. Additionally, this is the way you read this, kidei l'chalik kovel dgalim. It could be because we wanted an even number of dgalim. The reason Ephraim and Menashe to be two, to have an even number of Gedolim, meaning for it to work out, because Levi's in the middle. So you have Levi is surrounded by Shvatim on all sides, four sides, three on each side. And if you can have Ephraim and Menashe as one, so one of the sides is going to be missing one. So L'chalik kovel l'dgalim means so everything should be even. V'chalukim b'nesiyim, we find that Ephraim and Menashe are two by the Nesiyim. Right? When the Karbonis of the Nesiyim were brought in Parshas Nasai, so Ephraim had his Nasi, and Menashe had his Nasi. That has nothing to do with Yerusha Seretz Yisrael, nothing to do with the Golem. So you see that they're treated like two. The Gemara says, "Who lach the covet the Nesiim?" It was done to give covet to the Nesiim. The Tanya relates to the Brisa. Shloima also Zayin Yimei Chanukah. Shloima made 7 days of Chanukah. 7 days of Chanukah. I thought it's 8 days of Chanukah. Isn't that the Bishayis of Kasha? No, this is not talking about Chanukah as in the Yontif of Chanukah, but this is talking about Chanukah as in the Chanukah of the first base of Mikdash, right? That's why you can't take things out of context. Shleima asa zayin mechanika. Umarra Moshe lasis shnei masi mechanika. So why Moshe made him make 12? It was kidei lach the call of the Nesiim. It was to give cover to Nesiim. But there too, there was a cheshbin of why he wanted it to be 12. And it was because of that cheshbin that he wanted that it should be 12. So therefore, he had to be mechalik Ephraim u'menashe. But the bottom line is that really, as it relates to Ephraim and Menashe, Ephraim and Menashe are considered two Shvatim in very, very specific cases. They're considered two Shvatim when it comes to Yarshin Yisrael. They're considered two Shvatim when it comes to the Dgalim, and they're considered two Shvatim when it comes to the Nesiim. But other than that, they're actually not considered two Shvatim. Now, if Ephraim and Menashe are not considered two Shvatim, so we have to now rework the Gemara and the Cheshbon a little bit. If Ephraim and Menashe are not considered two Shvatim, that means they're one, right? It's just Yosef. So who's the 12th Shevet? We have Yud Bei Shvatim when it comes to the Parah Amdav Shal Tzibor. Obviously, it's Shevet Levi. Okay, so how do we circle back in the Cheshbon? It's a little tricky, but let's do the work. That means Shevet Levi is considered a Kohal, as it relates to the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibor. Even though you could have argued not, and what would be the premise to say not? Because so it could be only a Shevet that has Achuz is considered a Kal. I hear, it's a good Kasha. But at the end of the day, Levi is considered one of the 12. Because we know Ephraim and Menashe aren't, and it's 12. So obviously Levi is. So for sure Levi is. If Levi is, and Reb Shimon, coming back to our sugya, holds that the Kehanim are considered a call, and that's why Reb Shimon holds that the Parvisor Shul Yom HaKippurim Sha'abdu V'Vifesh Achrein Tachteyem Da'aloch is Yiru L'fisha Ein Chata Sibur Mesa, is simply because the Kehanim are considered a call, and it's not indicative that every Chata Sashutvim would be treated as a Chata Sibur. So as relates to the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, where Reb Shimon holds that Bezdin is really Shutvin, over there it would be subject to the laws of the Chomech Chatois HaMesis, which would be able to explain Mesach HaMeratziv Chayom Echem Bezdin Ptur. But the bottom line is this whole Shtikul Torah doesn't work. And the reason the whole Shtikul Torah doesn't work because it was Rav Yosef Shtikul Torah and Abayis Kasha, and Rav Yosef is a good Kasha. Yeah, what was Abayis Kasha, Rav Yosef? If you're right, that what? If you're right, that the Kehanim are considered a call, so they should bring a 13th par. What was Rav Yosef's Teretz? Then no, right? The Gemara says, because Shevet Levi is like Yikri Kal. But that fell flat. Because if Shevet Levi is like Yikri Kal regarding the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, we only have 11. And the teretz of Ephraim and Menashe is a creative teretz, but it's not going to work because it's only regarding certain things. And if that's the case, it sounds like Abaye got the better end of this argument, which he usually does in these discussions. But I just want to chazer over the Gemara now regular, right? We went through the Gemara. The Gemara did a little digression, hilarious vibes, and then we like worked it backwards. But now let's work it forwards. So again, we had a brice. I think it's Kedai. Meis echa min atzibur chayovin echa mibezdin pturim. If a member of the tzibur, after they were mafish, the pound of the tzibur dies, go vayta with it. It's fine. If a member of bezdin dies, then we have a problem. Rav said, who is the tana of this brice? It must be Rameir. Rameir, who holds that the pound of the tzibur was brought by bezdin. And if that's the case, who really owns the par? Bezdin owns the par. If one of the dayanim dies, it means one of the shutfin died. If one of the shutfin died, what are you left with? You're left with a chatash mesu baleh. It's for that reason that you're going to be potter. You can't bring the carbon anymore. Meis echad min atzibur. Who cares? But meis echad mi bezdin. Meis echad min adayanim. That's when you're going to have a problem. Maska for Rav Yosef. Why Rav have to be Michael like Rav? It could be Michael or Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon also holds that bezdin used to bring it. Now Rav Shimon also holds the tzibur used to bring it. And see, clearly you don't care if the tzibur dies. You only care if echad min adayanim dies. But Rav Yosef said it makes a lot of sense to me. Meis echad min atzibur doesn't bother me because the part that the tzibur board is a chatos tzibur, and a chatos tzibur is not subject to the laws of chatos shemesu bala. It's not subject to the laws of chamish chatos amesis. But the part that Bezdin brought, that's a chatos hashutfin, and a chatos hashutfin is more like a chatos yochid, right? You yourself said that to explain shittas Rameir, so it's treated like a chatos yochid. So if it's a chatos yochid, chatos shemesu bala is a problem by a chatos yochid, and as a result, you're going to be potter. What did Abaye tell Rav Yosef? Abaye told Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, it doesn't work in Rav Shimon. It works in Rav Meir, it doesn't work in Rav Shimon. Because we have information that Rav Shimon holds a chata shutfin is treated like a chata sibur. Where do you find that? Par v'sol shem ekipurim, that was lost, he had to be mafresh another one. The chachamim hold, or Rav Yehuda held, that what's the halacha, yamusu kulon. But Allah's Rav Shimon, we need Rav Shimon, said that you don't treat it like a chata nischap rubaleh, l'fisha ein chata sibur mesa. So you see that the chata shutfin, it's a shutfin because it's owned by the kayan. It's mamish like the bezin. We treat it like a chata sibur. So that means the chata par that the sibur brings and the par that bezin brings would have to be a chata sibur. It's a chata sibur, then it would be chayoven. And vashtate in the price of turm. That's why it couldn't be Rav Shimon. You want to know why Rav had to say Rameir? Because Rav Shimon with Tameh couldn't work. Now Rabbi Yosef had a response. Rabbi Yosef said maybe the kayanim are different because they're ikri kol. And that got knocked out. It got obliterated. Because if you're going to treat the kayanim as a kol, you should have to have a 13th par when it comes to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shitas Rav Shimon and par. Maybe you'll tell me because Shevet Levi is different. Well, if Shevet Levi is different, you're going to end up with 11.
And don't tell me Ephraim and Menashe, because that's only regarding very specific things. We know Levi's in the Cheshbon. So if Levi's in the Cheshbon, the Kehanim should be in the Cheshbon, must be Kehanim and not called a Tzibur. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yosef's Teretz, Tabayis Kasha of Rabbi Shimon LaTamei doesn't work. That would explain why Rav explained it the way he explained. So again, it sounds like in this discussion, Abaya got the better end. And as a result, we know for sure that the Braisa has to be Aliba de Rav Meir. You can't make it work Aliba de Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, you're going to have this Bezdin's Chatas being treated like a Chatas Tzibur. And if it's being treated like a Chatas Tzibur, then Lecher it's going to fall flat. Stating that, says the Gemara, my Havyala. Amazingly. I mean, it sounds like in the Cheshmet of the Gemara, we know my Haviyala. We know Rav Shimon Letameh, and Rav Shimon treats a Chatas Shutfin like a Chatas Tzibur, and a Chatas Tzibur, the halacha is that there's no Chamesh Chatois HaMesos, so Chatas Shutfin would also not have Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. And Yenna Bryce says, Rav Meir, it's not going to be Rav Shimon. But the Gemara still says my Haviyala. And my Haviyala means, right? My Haviyala is Abaya right or is Rav Yosef right? How would Rav Shimon treat this Chatas HaShotven? So again, even though it sounded like in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, we know Ma Haviyala, but the Gemara still asks as a question, My Haviyala. And good news for us, the Gemara has a Raya, Toshma, Titanya. We learned to the Brisa. Now this Brisa, most days would be a little bit tricky, but we just introduced the latter part of the daf with this Braisa. We actually learned it. I was reading from the Braisa. And again, in line of all the cheshbonos that we just made, it should go quickly. Reb Shimon Oimer, and the names matter. It's Reb Shimon, right? We're trying to figure out Shitas Reb Shimon. My Haviyala is Reb Shimon. So my Haviyala, Chamish Chatois Mesos. There are five Chatois HaMesos. What are they? Vlad Chatas, the child of a Chatas. Utmuras Chatas, we make a Chatas Tmura. Vechatas Shemesu Balea, we know what that is. Vechatas Sheneskapru Balea, we explain what that is. Vechatas of Rishnasa, or Chatas that's already old. Now, says the Braisa, of Iyati Yochel Oimar Vlad Chatas B'Tzibur. You can't even talk about a Vlad Chatas by a Tzibur. Why? She'in Tzibur Mafrish in the Kevah. Because every carbon Tzibur is a Zachar. And if that's the case, there's no such thing as a Vlad of a Zachar. So you can't have a Vlad Chatas. So that one of the five Chatas Amesis doesn't work by a Chatas Tzibur. Iyati Yochel Oimar Tmuras Chatas B'Tzibur. You can't have the Tmuras Chatas by a Chatas Tzibur either. You know why? She'in Tmura B'Tzibur. Because you can't do Tmura by a carbon Tzibur. Iyati Yochel Oimar Chatas Shemesu Balea B'Tzibur. You can't have a Chatas Shemesu Balea B'Tzibur either. Tzibur Mason, because Tzibur doesn't die. So from the five, three, right out of the gate, check off. Boom, boom, boom. We know they don't apply to a Chata Tzibur. Why not? Physically. Tzibur can't have a child, there's no Tmura by a Tzibur, and a Tzibur can't die. Okay, stating that, but we don't know about a Chatas Sheneschapru Baleo, where the Chatas is a Chata Tzibur, or a Chata Tzibur Sheavra Shnasa. Would that be subject to Chamesh Chatois HaMesos or not? So Reb Shimon's talk, he says, Yochel Yomusu, you would think maybe, yeah, Amrit. So you know what we say, Yilmut Sosim and Amafurish. We learn the sasum min amafurish mamotzino bevlat chatas v'tmuras chatas v'shemesu balel biyachet var mamur v'lei betzibur, just like the three that could only be by the chatas yach and not by the chatas tzibur. We know they don't apply to the chatas tzibur. Amshen eschapur balev she'avra shnasa. So to the two that technically could apply biyachet var mamur v'lei betzibur, they can only work for the yach and not for the tzibur. So what does Rav Shimon say in this braisa? Rav Shimon says in this braisa, none of the chamish chatas hamesis apply to the chatas tzibur. Why? Because three of them physically can't, and once three physically can't, so I learned something. I learned the two that can from the three that can't. Fake the Gemara, Vichidonin, Efsha, Mishi, Efsha. Right, we know throughout Shas, you're not done Efsha, Mishi, Efsha. You can't make a raya from something that is impossible to something that could be possible. The fact that the three that don't apply is because it's the Efsha. Because there's no metzias of a zacher having a child, there's no metzias of tmura by a chatas, and there's no metzias of a tzibur dying. But there is a metzias of a chatas sheneschapru balev v'sha'avre shnasi even by a tzibur. So meicha teisir to learn efshir meshi efshir. So the Gemara gives a cryptic response, and there's a long Rashi on this. The Gemara says Reb Shimon bechad mokim gomer, and what the Gemara means to say is that Reb Shimon held that the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos all came as a package. Either you have five or you have none. This is the way it works. So either you have all of them, or you're going to have none of them. This is the way it works. And being that you can't have all of them when it comes to the Chatos Tzibur,
So too, you're not going to have all of them when it comes. I'm sorry, being that you can't have all of them, yeah, by the Chatas Sibur, you're not going to have any of them by the Chatas Sibur. That's the Cheshbon. It's not that I'm learning two from the three. I know that it's very black and white. There's no gray area. It's either you're all in, or you're completely mibachutz. So either you have five, you have zero. And being that you can't have five, must be you have zero. So that's how Rav Shimon says, I know none of the halachas apply. What's that to do with our shayla? We had a mai havi halach. How would Rav Shimon treat the chata shutfen? How would he treat the par that Bezdin brought l'shitasai when there was a par halam davar shel tzibur? Right, that was the shayla over here. How would Rav Shimon treat that par? How would he treat that par? Would he treat it like a chatas yochel? Would he treat it like a chatas sibur? The Gemara said toshma, and this is the end. It's hadron alocha yerubezdin, right? It's over. The perek is over. Let alone the discussion, right? That basically the Gemara said suloi midi. You don't have to say it there, because hadron alocha yerubezdin, right? That's the dead giveaway that tomorrow's daf is going to be something else. So the bottom line is, right? The bottom line is, Signon Hashas 101, new perek, new topic. But here's the question. The question is, so what's the raya? Where is the toshma? So actually, the toshma is very geschmack. It's because just like you can't have all five by the Chata Sibur, you can't have all five by the Chata Shutfin either. Because there's no Tmura by a Shutfin. Any carbon of Shutfin is not subject to Tmura. So if there's no Tmura Schatas when it comes to Chamish Chatois HaMesois by a Chata Shutfin, why now? Well, if that's the case, you don't have five. You don't have five, you have zero. If you have zero, that means the Chatas Shutfin would not be subject to the laws. The Chatas Shutfin would not be subject to the laws of the Chamish Chatois HaMesois as it relates to Chatas SheMesu Balel. And if that's the case, coming back to the original brisa, Meis Echam and Atzibur Chayovin Echam Mibezdin Peturin. Right? Why Peturin? Peturin because what do you mean? It's Chamish Chatois HaMesois and it's Chata Shutfin. That could work in Rameir, and that's why Rav said that Hamani Rameir. It works with Rameir's Shita and Parol Davar Shel Tzibur, and we have no reason to assume it doesn't work with his Shita and Chata. But it can't work with Reb Shimon. It would theoretically work with Reb Shimon based on Reb Shimon's sheet of Chamish Chatoi, based on Reb Shimon's sheet and Parum Dabash HaTzibur, but it doesn't work with the sheet of Chamish Chatoi Sameisos because there is no Chamish Chatoi Sameisos when it comes to Shutfin, just like there isn't when it comes to Tzibur. Abaye is right, as we thought he was. And on that note, Hadron Halach Hayru Bezdin. Wow, he's a long daf. So as it relates to one Ha'ara, and really, it's a Dover Nifla from Rav Shmuel Yankiv in Zois LeYakiv and Parshas Vayigash. So, just a little bit of an introduction. One of the topics, one of the many, many, many topics that came up in today's daf, is the idea that sometimes Ephraim and Menashe are treated like two Shvatim. Sometimes Ephraim and Menashe are all part of the same Shevet known as Shevet Yosef, right? Yaakov Avinu said, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim v'Shimon Yili. But what emerged from the Gemara is that it's not regarding all things. It was true regarding Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. It was true regarding the Degolim and the way the Yidden traveled when they were in the Midbar. And it was true regarding the Nesiim, the Chanukas HaMishkan. There was a special Nasi for Ephraim that brought his Karbanas, and there was a special Nasi for Menashe that brought his Karbanas. Sometimes it was Ephraim and Menashe being two, but in all other situations, Ephraim and Menashe are really under the umbrella of Shevet Yosef. An example of where Ephraim and Menashe are under the umbrella of Shevet Yosef is the sugi that we're learning. Parom Davashel Tzibur. According to Reb Shimon, each Shevet brought its own par. It wasn't Ephraim separate and Menashe separate, but rather it was Yosef separate. Yosef is considered one Shevet. Now, if Yosef is considered one Shevet, so how do you have 12 Shvatim regarding the Parom Davashel Tzibur? The Teretz is, the way you have 12 Shvatim is through Levi. Levi ends up being the 12th Shevet, and because Levi ends up being the 12th Shevet, that's how you end up with your 12 Shvatim. So sometimes Ephraim and Menashe are treated like two. Sometimes Ephraim and Menashe are part of the same Shevet. They're both part of Shevet Yosef. The Ramban, in two places, in Parshas Korach and in Parshas Vizois HaBracha, says that really, if you look throughout the Torah, whenever we talk about the Shvatim, there's always 12 Shvatim. The Shvatim are always Yud Beis Shvatim. Now, in terms of who the Yud Beis Shvatim are, that can differentiate. But it's always going to be Yud Beis Shvatim. The number is always going to be 12. He says, sometimes you have Yosef being one Shevet. Sometimes you have Yosef being divided into two Shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh. He said sometimes Levi is part of the Shvatim, sometimes Levi is not part of the Shvatim. In the end of Parashas V'zois HaBracha, it's actually the beginning of Parashas V'zois HaBracha, you have Moshe Rabbeinu giving brachas to all the Shvatim. When Moshe Rabbeinu is giving brachas to all the Shvatim, so he lists 12 Shvatim. You know who doesn't get listed? Shimon doesn't get listed. Right? You have all the Shvatim that are mentioned, but Shimon is not listed. And the Ramban says a whole shtickel title, why not Shimon? But over there, you have Ephraim, Manasseh, and you have Levi. So someone has to be missing. Who's going to be missing? It's Shimon that's going to be missing. But the bottom line is the Ramban in Parshas Korach and the Ramban in Parshas, V'zayis HaBrocha says that Klal Yisrael is always made up of Yud Beis Shvatim. Interestingly, who the Yud Beis Shvatim are, that can vary. And this is something that really played itself out very, very stark in today's daf. So just one ha'ara that I saw for Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, and that is the piece is really part of a mimer, and the mimer is talking about where Yaakov Avinu meets Yosef HaTzadik after they had been separated for 22 years, and everyone knows, Chazal say, what was the first thing that Yaakov Avinu did when he saw Yosef HaTzadik? The first thing that he did was, he said, Kriyishma. He's coming to learn up, why was it that the avoid of Yaakov Avinu, when he saw his beloved Yosef, you know, for the first time after all these years, felt this hargosha that what he wanted to do was to say Kriyishma. So that's the context over there. So I'm just picking two excerpts from this Arichos, Ashenegel in Yonenu. And that is, says we know the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev that after Yaakov Avinu lost Yosef HaTzadik, so all the family members of Yaakov, they tried giving him Nechama. But the Pasuk says that he refused to accept the Nechama. Vayikra Yaakov sim loisav. Yaakov tore his clothing. Vayok sim sak bin masnav. Vayisabel al benoy yomim rabin. Vayokumu kol bono v'chol benoysal v'nachamoy. His entire family got up to try to give him nechama. Aber vayimoyim v'isnachim. He refused to take nechama. Vayoymer, he said, ki eireit el beni ovel sha'oilo. I'm going to go to my grave. Ovel sha'oilo vayev goysoy aviv. And he cried and he cried and he cried for him. Yosef HaTzadik refused to be makabel nechama. Vayimoy. And everyone tried. Right, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, his sons, his daughters, the way the Aruch Haim teaches it is that the children got up and they were telling Yaakov, he says, Yaakov, I understand you lost your son. And I understand that you feel very bad. But look, look at your family. Why are you focusing on what you don't have? Focus on what you do have. Right, his mom is giving him, the Olam is like this epic motivational speech. I understand, look at Banav of Noisav. Why? But he refused. And the Emma says, if you think about it, it's a Pella. It's a Pella. Because really, if someone goes through a Tzara, so it's an Avoida. It's not easy, but he has to focus on the good and not focus on what he has that's not perfect in life. And Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira of us, wasn't able to come to a Madrega where he was able to say, you know what, let me look at Kol Bonov and Kol Bnoisai and let me focus on what I do have, and instead, this is the way Yaakov Avinu fell. Truth is, Rav Shmuel Yankiv brings, there's a Yalkut Shemoyni in Parshas Vayeshev, right here, on this pasuk. A fascinating Yalkut. Sha'al min echad lirabenu. Efshir shahameisim chayim. Is it possible that there's something called Tchias HaMeisim, that the people that die are going to come back alive? Aviseichem einem moedim. Even your forefathers didn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Why would you believe in something so silly? Your forefathers don't believe in it, and you do. So the Rabbeinu said, where do you find that our forefathers, which one didn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim? He said, Maksa be Yaakov. What does it say by Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu refused to be comforted because of the fact that he lost Yosef. So said this min, he's timing good, Ilu hoyo yodea shamesim chayim. If he believed that one day he was going to see Yosef again, so why is he crying so much? He's going to see him again. I don't understand. Is the biggest riot that Yaakov thought he was never going to see Yosef again. So, must be he didn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. So he tells him, Aviseichem einu moedim, v'atem moedim, amalois, Rabbeinu told him in, shaita. He says, you don't understand how to learn this parasha. Let me tell you why Yaakov Avinu refused to be mekabel nechama. L'fisha yedei baruch ha-koydesh, because Yaakov Avinu baruch ha-koydesh, shehu chai. That really, Yosef HaTzadik was alive. V'im mekabel, tanchum an alachai.
and he not mekabel dan tchum alcha. He knew Yosef was alive, and that's why he didn't get nechama. But davar acha, we need the second shot. Amar Yaakov, Yaakov said, "Harei nifritza bris hashvatim." He says, "You want to know why Yaakov Avinu didn't accept nechama? It wasn't because he couldn't overcome this personal tzar. It's not the reason. It's because Yaakov Avinu said, "Harei nifritza bris hashvatim," that the bris of the shvatim, the covenant of the shvatim, is gone. Why? He said, "Kama yogati lahamid yud beis." He said, "I tried so hard to have 12 sons that would be the shiftei ka." He said, "Kol ma'isav shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu kineg yud beis shvatim." He observed that all the ma'isav of Hakadosh Baruch Hu correspond to the yud beis shvatim. Yud beis mazalos, there are 12 constellations. Yud beis shoyis bayoyim, the 12 hours in the day. Yud beis shoyis balaylos, 12 hours in the night. Yud beis chadoshim, there are 12 months in the year. Yud beis avanim be'efoy, there are 12 stones in the efoy. Hare nifritz or bris hashvatim. He says, "Now that I lost one son in the Davar Acher, I lost one son." He says, "Now I don't have the Yud Beis Shvatim. And because I don't have Yud Beis Shvatim, everything that I ever worked for is gone. I lost the bris of the Yud Beis Shvatim. I lost that. And that's not something I can get past. I can't get past that." And that's why it was Vayimoyim Lesnacha. Now the Yalkut asks a good question. Why Yaakov Avinu get married and have another wife? And have another child? Because he had already sworn to love him. He already swore to love him. He wasn't going to marry another wife. And as a result, he couldn't have children. And it was based on that he was so bizarre. Because he said, "Harei nifritza bris hashvatim." The reason Yaakov Avinu was Vayimoyim Lesnachim was not because of his personal tragedy. The reason it was Vayimoyim Lesnachim is because he understood that Klal Yisrael was going to come from Yud Beis Shvatim. And he said, "Kama yogati lahamid Yud Beis. Look at how hard I tried to be maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim. Now that I lost one of those sons," and the Davar Acher, he thought Yosef's not alive. "So I lost one of my sons. That means I only have 11. I can't get married. That means the Yud Beis Shvatim are not coming from me. And if I'm not the one that's being the maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim, then I lost everything that I worked for in my life." And that's what Yaakov Avinu could not get past. That was the Vayimoyim Lesnachem. Which when Yaakov quotes the Beis Halevi, when the end of Parshas, Vayeshev brings this medrash. Listen to Lashoyne Yazov, Shalab Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi brings the medrash. He says this all. "V'zeh hoya kol tshukasai v'yegiyasai kol chayav." The whole tshuka, the whole yegi of Yaakov Avinu throughout his entire life was Livnois Beis Yisrael. It was to build Beis Yisrael. "V'avur zeh avad bebeis Lavan esrim shana." And it was because of this that he worked by Lavan for 20 years. "V'chol atzar shesava me'esav." And all the tzar that he got from Esav. "Hayurak avur sheyizka bebrochus." He wanted the brachas. What were the brachas? It was the brachas of Avraham Avinu, Uberetz Yisrael, Ubekarbonis, V'akol Tolu B'Binyan Hazeh. And the only way he was going to get it was if he was going to be Maimed, the Yud Beis Shvatim. "Abav Achshav Kisharosh Nitrif Yosef." Now that he saw he lost Yosef, V'yosover, he thought Shenechsoloi HaMinyan, that he doesn't have 12. Harei Neskalkul Kol Mashiyogo Kol Chayev. He lost everything that he worked for his entire life. V'alkein Hisabel Olav Kol HaChof Beishonim. And that's why he mourned for 22 years. Because by this happening, he lost everything that had happened to him. In fact, the very, very end of this piece, the Beis Halevi says one line. He says, "Ukishen is boinen al zeh." When you think about what Yaakov Avinu thought he lost, "Hu nesoyin gadol." It's a big nesoyin. "Ef she gadol ka nesoyin shal akeda." Maybe as big as the nesoyin of the akeda, because he worked his whole life thinking Klal Yisrael is going to come from him, and now all of a sudden he lost it. "Shal yosav shav akol after choysav v'chol yigi yosav." And the emes is he had an out. The out was he could have gotten married and had another child, but he wasn't going to do that because of the shvuah. And says the Beis Halevi, for Yaakov Avinu to be able to deal with this and to not get married and have another child and to realize that even though he put in all this effort, he lost everything. This is the, why is he saying the Nesayin of that? Because that was the Nesayin of that Kedah. He be Yitzchak, Yikar L'chazer, and now all of a sudden, yes, Yitzchak's not coming from Avram. Avram just lost Yitzchak. See, he says, "Ukishin is bainin alzehu, Nesayin Godel, Efshe Godel, Ka Nesayin Shal Akedah." But this is the reason that Yaakovina was in so much tzar. He's in so much tzar because he understood Yud Beis Shvatim, Nifritza Bris HaShvatim. And that's why Vayimoyim Lesnachim, because he thought Klal Yisrael was going to come from him. Klal Yisrael is Yud Beis Shvatim, and if Nifritza Yud Beis Shvatim, everything that I worked for, I lost. That was something he couldn't get past, and that's Vayimoyim Lesnachim Vayoyimer Ki Eireid El Bini Avol Shaila. And this is Reid that Rabbi Shmuel Yankov was talking about in this Maimer, and
this part of it is very much based on a Beis Halevi here in Parshas Vayeshev. Rav Shmuel Yankiv Kedarka BaKodesh, he said a hergish nifla. His lashon is that the ureize pella. Take a look at this pella. Ki kedarka shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu mamzi mitoich hatzara atzmei pedusa revacha. You find that the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he gives a person a tzara, but mitoich hatzara atzma comes the Yeshua. Kachu af betzara zo. It was the same regarding this tzara of Yaakov Avinu, the tzara of Nifritz of Bris HaShvach. He says, where do you find that? So he said as follows. He brings a Marsha. The Marsha is a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We know that Klai Yisrael, the Bezin, sometimes they would be Ma'abed Hashana. It's known as the Soid HaIbor. What's that Lashon, Soid HaIbor, the secret of Ibor? It sounds like there's some mystical component to Ibor Hashana, Soid HaIbor. And the Marsha is very, very Meirich, and a lot of it is very above my pay grade. But this is the Tamsus that we could understand that he says. He says that the Pasuk says in Parashas Chayesara that Yishmael had 12 Nesiyim that came from his family. B'nei Yishmael shneim osa Nesiyim le'imoysan. That Yishmael had 12 Nesiyim that came from him. He says, Klai Yisrael, we know Ba'achris HaYomim, is going to be Meskabra over Yishmael. And the reason Klai Yisrael is going to be able to be Meskabra over Yishmael is because Klai Yisrael is not made up of shneim osa Nesiyim. Klai Yisrael is made up of Shloisha Asana Sam. We're not made up of 12. We're actually made up of 13. Anasi is a Shevet. We have 13 Shvatim. Where do we have 13 Shvatim? We have 13 Shvatim because even though Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun is 12, but Yaakov Avinu said Ephraim, Menashe, Keruvain, Veshimon, Yehuda. And that meant that Yosef HaTzadik's Shevet is really made up of two. It's made up of two. It's made up of Ephraim and Menashe. Now we spoke out that really it's always 12, and either Ephraim and Menashe is one or they're two, and then you have Levi, and sometimes Shimon is even taken out. So there's a Cheshbon of always 12. Oh, but the Emes is, says the Marsha, that the Pnimius, Klai Yisrael is really made up not of 12 Shvatim. Klai Yisrael is made up of 13 Shvatim. And that's Merumis in Echad. Klai Yisrael's Achdus is Echad, and Echad is Begematria 13. He says Aleph and Chad, because Chad is 12 rings from the Maral. Rav Shmuel Yankiv sells to the Maral, but it's 12 plus 1. And really, Klai Yisrael is made up of 13 Shvatim. And being that Yishmael is made up of 12, but we're made up of 13, that's why we're going to have the ability to be Meskabra Keneged Yishmael. Because our 13 is going to be one more than Yishmael, and that's where we're going to come back. And he says, that's the Soid of Ibor. The secret of Ibor is that the secret source of Klai Yisrael is that we're Echa, but we're made up of 13 Shvatim. He said, that's the Soid of Ibor. That when we're Me'aber the Shana, we have a 13th month. Because really, the 12 Shvatim correspond to the 12 months of the year. How do we know that? So that's the Torah. Everyone knows the Torah. Right, the Torah says Rosh Chodesh is a Yontif. Right, it was supposed to be a Yontif, now it's only for the Nashim. And he brings from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda. Achi, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's because we know that the three Yomim Tovim, the Shalish Regalim, HaKeneged, the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then you have the Yud Beis Shvatim, and each one has a Yontif, they have Rosh Chodesh. Abizok, the Marsha, that the 12 Chadashim, HaKeneged, the 12 Shvatim. But that means, if we're really made up of 13, that means there has to be a 13th Chodesh. There is a 13th Chodesh. 13th Chodesh is when we're Ma'abed Hashana. Marsha says, you ever notice which Chodesh are we Ma'aber? Well, Ma'aber Adar, right? There's only two Adars, right? Nisan, Benisan, that was Chizkiyahu's toys, maybe. But the bottom line is, we're only Ma'aber Adar. He says, why are we only Ma'aber Adar? Because what's the mazel of Adar? The mazel of Adar is Dogim. And Yosef is the Yid Gula Rav. That's the mazel of Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef HaTzadik, the Ayin is not Shoylet on Yosef HaTzadik. Because they're the Yid Gula Rav. That's the Yid Gu. Mazel Adar Dogim. Because when we're Ma'abed Hashanah, what we're doing is we're adding another Shevet to Klal Yisrael in Soid HaYibor. In the Soid of the Ibor. The Nigla of the Ibor is Adar Sheni. Oh, it's another month of Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'arvin Besimcha. It's another month of Soiv Zman. Yeah, that's all true in the nigla of the Ibor Hashanah. But in the side of the Ibor, what's happening is that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be considered too, and you're going to have Levi, you're going to have Shimon, and really you're going to have all the Shvatim. And he says, that's the koich that Klai Yisrael has when we're 13. But I'll call upon him. Klai Yisrael's made up of 12. It's 12. It's 12. It's 12. But really, 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 our Soid HaIbor, our koich is going to come when we're 13, when we're not just 12. Emes is that this idea of the number 13, right, is something we have Reid Bites on, Fartiger Reid Bites. And if you remember, you know, the really the makar to all the those raid bites. It's Torah that I heard from Yedidi Reb Levi Chomsky, but it's based on a Marsha, the Marsha Masech the Shabbos, where the Gemara says the Rab Abba used to be Mechabit Shabbos. He would buy meat from 13 butchers. And then we have the story of Yosef Michael Shabbos that, you know, because of his dedication towards preparing for Shabbos, so he was Zoicha, he found the fish with the diamond and he traded it in for 13 attics full of gold. And Rashi says 13 is, I'm just saying, 13 is a random number. But the Marsha says it's not mashma that way. V'nir l'chavim v'zeh mispa yud gimel hanegei l'chol dovesh ha'viktusha. Kol dovesh ha'viktusha. You have the number 13. Before the share, I was just jotting down, chazering over some of the 13s, right? Yud gimel ikri amuna. We have the yud gimel midah shal rachamim. We have the yud gimel midah shnat Torah nidrashas behem. We have bris milah that's nichrasu alah yud gimel brisos. Right, this marsha that we just mentioned, the hachon of Shabbos was 13. Marsha in that piece says that a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. Right, the marsha said echad is begematria 13. Rabbeinu Bechayim parshas Paschanon that says it says the word gan in parshas Bereishis 13 times. Gan Eden is yud gimel. Right, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that Rabbi Elazar saw his olam haba. He had 13 naharos of afarsamoy. You always find the number 13 because really the number 12 is a very important number, but the number 13, that's the real, real, real minion of Kedusha. So here's the punchline. Said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Haflav Afela. He said, Yaakov Avinu knew there was going to be Yud Beis. He knew Yud Beis is a big number. Yud Beis, Shvatim, Yud Beis, Mazolois, Yud Beis, Shois Bayoim, Yud Beis, Shois Balayla, Yud Beis, Chadoshim, the Yud Beis, Avonim Eifoy. And when he lost Yosef HaTzadik, his feeling was, Nifritz Abris HaShvatim, that's the Lashon of the Yalkut. Nifritz Abris HaShvatim. And that's why Yaakov Avinu said, now I can get past my personal tragedy. I'll overcome it. I understand that. Aber Vayimoyim lehisnachem. And the reason was Vayimoyim lehisnachem, like the Beis Halevi said, because every single thing that he worked for was for this. And now I lost everything. Vayinisoyim gadol kinisoyim akeda. You told me kibiyitza yikar lechazera. But what happened? What happened was Yosef HaTzadik ends up in Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim because of this whole tzara. And for 22 years, Yaakov doesn't have Yosef. Yosef's in Mitzrayim. And he becomes the Mishlam Melech. And he raises two sons in the house of Pare. And these two sons that he raises in the midst of Pare, when Yaakov Avinu sees them, and Yaakov Avinu is so blown away by them, how did you maintain your spirituality? How are you able to stay on this level in the depths of Tumah? So you know what he says? I'm going to give you a bracha. Yisimcha l'kim k'Efraim v'Menashe, right? B'chol Yivarech Yisrael. But not just that. He says, Efraim v'Menashe k'ruvim b'shem and yuli. And you know why? You know why they were zoicha to be k'ruvim b'shem? There's a lot of Torah on this. But it all comes to the same point. That they were able to be who they were in Mitzrayim. They're going to be zoicha to be shiftei ka. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv adds to that. He says, even read the pasuk. Read the pasuk. V'ata, Yaakov says, "Shnei banecha anu lodun l'chaberetz Mitzrayim ad boye lecha Mitzrayim molie." Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvim shem and yuli u'moyladetcha asher heladetcha achareyem. And any child you're gonna have to afterward, oh l'chayu, those are yours. Al shem achem yukarub and achlasam. They'll be part of Ephraim u'menashe. They're not gonna be their own shevet. Only the ones that were born when ad boye lecha Mitzrayim. It was only the ones that were born in the depths of Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu thought he lost because he doesn't have 12. I only have 11. And what's given for 22 years? He could not get past it. It was dafka because Yosef HaTzadik was sold into Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik was given the nesiyonus of Yosef HaTzadik. And in that world, he was able to raise an Ephraim and Menashe. That Ephraim and Menashe become Keruvim v'Shem and Yuli. And that's why Yaakov Avinu ends up not with 12 Shvatim. He ends up with 13 Shvatim. Lihem. He ends up with 13. Yaakov Avinu thought that this tzara took him from 12 to 11. But really, the emes was it took him from 12 to 13. It took him from 12 to 13. And that is Darkei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mamzi hatzara atz, mitoich hatzara atzma pedusa revacha. Didn't come from somewhere else. This thing that Yaakov Avinu could not come to terms with for 22 years ended up being the Yeshua. Because had Yaakov Avinu not lost Yoyz, it would have been 12. And with 12, you can't beat Yishmael. But he ends up with 13. And with 13, you can beat Yishmael. Because 13, that's Soid HaIbor. Now there's another Sheni. And with another Sheni,
we could beat anybody. And that's where that koyach comes from. Yaakov Avinu said, I lost mazolus, I lost Yud Beis Shoyis Bayoim, I lost Yud Beis Shoyis Balayla, I lost Yud Beis Chadoshim, Yud Beis Avnei Eifa. You know what Yaakov Avinu got? He got Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, Yud Gimel Midas Sharachamim, he got Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Behem, Kedoy Lamilo, Shenichzor Alay Yud Gimel Brises, he got the Age of Bar Mitzvah, he got Yosef Michael Shabbos, he got the Gematria of Echor, he got 13 Gan Edens, he got the Mashal in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tesem and Aleph. This was an amazing, amazing tray. But it's an unbelievable chizik that sometimes a person deals with a tzara and really kachi darko shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichet to see it. But kachi dark shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'em mamzi mitoich hatzara atzmo. Petusu revacha. But frat, when it comes to the ovis, it's always mice ovis similar bottom. Just a fascinating hergish kedarko shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yeah, we're talking about Yud Beis, the Ramban. It's always Yud Beis. But there's a soid ha'ibor. The soid ha'ibor is 13. And when we're 13, that's when we're unstoppable.